This is a repeat broadcast of the Being Found Show.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
All right, this is the Being Found Show. I'm your host, Chauncey, and this is my co-host, Jake.
Hey, how you doing?
And this is a weekly radio show to help you get a larger percentage of the online buying market. So this week, every Sunday I go out shopping with my wife, and we go to Costco. We go lots of places, but Costco is where my story happens.
All right.
And I go in there, and I see a huge, like, two-story rack of kids' costumes. And we're, like, at the beginning of September, you know.
Right, yeah.
So this is about a week ago, beginning of September. And, you know, huge rack of kids' costumes, and I'm thinking, holy smokes, this is happening. You know, we've hit the holiday season has now, because traditionally the holiday season happens the day after Halloween,
yeah,
is really when Christmas rolls in.
Yeah.
And, you know, Halloween will start at the beginning of October.
Yeah.
But here we are at the beginning of September, and they're rolling out the costumes.
Right.
And so I guess it's here. And whether or not that irritates you, a lot of people it irritates. How do you feel about it?
I'm totally agnostic. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really
care. I thought it was funny, though. We got the Costco newsletter, and they're like, hey, sorry, I know it's early, but we put all the stuff up. We're a big box store. That's how we do things.
Right, right.
But I thought it was funny they felt the need to apologize in the newsletter.
Yeah, because they know that 50% of the people who are reading that are just going like, oh, what about the good old days? Blah, blah, blah. You know, but
well, when everyone went shopping on Christmas Eve?
Right, yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, that would be nice. You know, like old movies and stuff like that, where they literally go shopping on Christmas Eve and they're together and they do stuff.
And like,
that seems very pleasant.
A star lights up on a tree. I don't know. Yeah, old movies always seem more pleasant than
well,
reality.
They all seem Capra-esque.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that? Capra-esque, the term?
No.
Capra-esque is a term made from the director, Frank Capra.
Oh.
And he directed a lot of those old movies like It's a Wonderful Life and stuff. And so when things are Capra-esque, it's basically that they're too good to be true. Right, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. I tell you what, though, Costco's not one of them. Their hot dogs are amazing.
They are.
And they're real.
Yeah, those hot dogs are Capra-esque. You know, here today, our topic is really going to be getting ready for the holiday season. And before you scoff and scorn at that, if you're a business owner or you're involved in the success of your business, that does not mean go out there and put out all your Christmas decorations. It means there's a lot of work behind the scenes to getting started for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll just kind of hop right into it. You know, I don't know. I feel the need to explain to people a little bit more about why it's important to get started. You know, if you're a business owner, you should already know this stuff. What's your special going to be? What are the ads going to be that go with that special? You know, what is the wording behind that? Have you had somebody create the ad for you? Do you know what keywords you're after? You know, there's a lot of boring, hard work research that goes into this before you start shoving dingle balls in people's face. Maybe not the best term.
Jingle bells.
Dingle balls would be more like a Stevie Ray Vaughan's hat. You know? Or the backs of 1960s tennis player socks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you can bet the medium and large-sized businesses that have been doing this for a while, they've been preparing for this for months already.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, they've got their campaigns well thought out.
Oh, so well thought out that they blatantly lied to you in a newsletter.
Yeah.
You know, in your newsletter, they said, sorry, we're a big box store. This is how it works. No way, man. They have statistical data to back that stuff up. And it's not like they're just all like, oh, we need to make more rooms for our doodads and tiddlywinks. You know, they're saying we need to put this out there because it's going to make us money.
We need to capture those early buyers.
Right. And there are more and more early buyers every year because, frankly, people are taking advantage of those things for their own lives.
Yeah.
You know, my wife, when she wants Christmas decorations, every year we have a different colored tree. The tree itself is green. But, you know, we kind of have like, well, maybe not every year. You know, for the past 2-3 years we've been rocking pink decorations. But every time she gets new decorations, you know when she bought them?
The day after Christmas last year.
Pretty much, in January. Yeah. And so then she brings them all out this year, and now she has the plan because she is premeditated and she knows what she's doing. And like, so even beyond that, people who are shopping for the following year, who are, you know, you'd have to be an actual freak like my wife, where you're able to track that sort of existence. You know, I can't do that. I'm pretty much fly by night, day to day, just trying to hang on. But lots of people are taking advantage of these shoppings for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Black Friday, how many of those people who are buying those TVs are really a gift? It's a gift to themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Or their spouse, which is
themselves.
Going to, right in their house.
Right. It's it's going in the living room where my wife and I hang out.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you know, it's us. It's going to see equal parts Marvel movies and ID Channel murder shows, you know. So a lot of people are taking advantage of this, and it's just going to grow. And like I say with a lot of business concepts, if this pisses you off, swallow that. Get rid of it. It doesn't matter. You own a business. The purpose is to succeed at your business. And while you're at it, you can create some important social change, and you can help the community. But this is probably not one of those areas where you really need to invest yourself.
Mm.
You know, go ahead and get out there and try to close some people and you know, feed some people and change some lives. But as far as darn Christmas coming a month too early, you know, you probably better let that go and just start researching your stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about analyzing past data. And I really can't stress to people enough. We stress it all the time. Get analytics on your site. Lots of people think like, I don't know what I would do with that data, and I don't know how to read it, and I'm not going to figure it out. But bottom line is, you couldn't figure it out without having some in front of you.
Yeah.
And you can't hire somebody to help you with it unless you have it. So get it on your website. Start now. No time like the present. Get it up in there. And in the future, you'll be able to use it. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about the things you can do with the analytics that you have from last year. You're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back.
We'll be right back. The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belandi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is a repeat broadcast of the Bean Found Show.
All right, you're listening to the Bean Found Show. That's right, that song was Summer, because we're actually still in summer. You know, seasons go longer than most people expect. You know, winter doesn't actually start until, what, December 21st or something like
really?
That?
Really?
Yeah. And summer, yeah.
Wow.
But we're not talking about that kind of season. We're talking about holiday seasons. And holiday season is here. And, you know, just like with the first signs of spring, we've seen the first sign of the holiday season, thanks to Costco.
Yep.
Who's a big box store, so they can't help it. All right, so our first topic here that we're discussing is analyze past data to establish a baseline. That sounds very exciting. That's a very exciting term. But basically what it's saying is take a look at what happened last year so that you can figure out what to expect this year. What was that quote that we were talking earlier? History doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes.
Yeah.
You know, that's the case here, because history isn't going to repeat itself from last year due to the growth of the internet, the growth of mobile marketing, the growth of all these things. But you can get yourself a baseline. So the first thing that I got on here on my list, we discussed it at the end of the last segment. If you don't have analytics, get it now so that you can do it in the future.
And that's not a it's not a difficult thing to do.
No, it's
not. You set up your account, it's free, they give you a code, and if you're not familiar with the back end of your website, maybe one of your employees or a friend can kind of show you around.
Right.
But it takes about 10 minutes to complete.
Right, right. You either have a web developer who's going to pop that in there, or let's say you're using a CMS like WordPress or something, you put in a plugin so that you can pop it in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy and it's important. And that's all I'm going to do to drive that into you. We pretty much hit that topic every other show.
Yeah.
So so here's some stats for analyzing your data that you could compare to your own data. Transactions completed during the holidays now account for more than 23% of total revenues. Of course, this varies from industry to industry. Mm-hmm. So when I first read that, I was like blown away. I'm just all, that's like a quarter of your revenue comes from transactions in the holidays. But when do the holidays start? Apparently September, October, November, December, which is a quarter of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's a third of the year.
Yeah.
But originally it was a quarter of the year. So that's not actually all that freaky shocking to me when I actually read it. I'm all, what are they trying to trick us with? You know, seeing statistical growth can show you how much to hire and how much to stock for the upcoming holidays. This is a very important one for those brick and mortars. You know, I got kids, three kids, and they were all teenagers at the same time, job hunting and stuff like that. You know, there's always those seasonal jobs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so prepping for you guys out there knowing what type of growth you're going to have allows you to start searching for that stuff now, especially onboarding. Onboarding is expensive and time-consuming. But necessary.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it also helps you out if you got that guy who keeps stealing the toilet paper. Maybe after the holidays you can replace him with your new guy.
Yeah.
Seeing when exactly holiday shopping starts at your business. Obviously Costco has figured this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're making room, making way. You know, because their thought, I bet you, is not we're going to get this stuff up for Halloween. Because Halloween's so important, it's basically we're going to clear out as much Halloween stuff as we possibly can to make room for all this Christmas stuff that we're going to put in there. You know, because Halloween is easily the second highest grossing holiday in the United States. But it's also a very distant second. But it's definitely easily the second, but it's a very, very distant second. So, This is an important one, but not a very exciting one. Figuring out which keywords lead to conversions, allowing you to repurpose your best content from past seasons, and highlight your best products and your most popular pages. Not very exciting, but it's what analytics was built for.
And you know, that just got a little bit easier. Google Analytics completely revamped their analytics dashboard to make it easier to navigate. I mean, because if anyone's ever been there before, there's like 50 different options and submenus of submenus. There's a lot of stuff going on. They kind of took the most important items and put them right up front so people can easily navigate those now.
Yeah, and Google Webmaster Tools had the redesign as well at the same time. And that's one thing I got to throw out to people is like, you can do a lot with Google Analytics. You can go in there and you can look at it and you can say, my God, what am I going to do here? You can talk to people. There are a lot of web developers out there. There's a lot of marketing specialists out there that, be it if they're trying to talk themselves up, or maybe they're such a nerd they can't speak regular English or whatever language they speak, you know, but they make it sound so complex. And it is. It can be. But it doesn't have to be. Just like most complex things, it can also do the real simple things. It's just a matter of finding those five clicks that get you to the simple thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really, in analytics, I would say any business owner really needs to track, like, for starting out, like, five things. You know, like, is my traffic going up?
Mm-hmm.
Are people bouncing? Are they Are they bouncing from my shopping cart? You know, little things like that. You know, in the end, maybe you get it all figured out and you're drilling down to serious, serious specifics. But those five easy things are still there. Don't let it overwhelm you. You can get in there. All right. Identify your top marketing channels. For those that don't understand the term, your marketing channels are basically where your traffic or visitors are coming from. This is the same in the real world. Are they coming from word of mouth? Are they coming from reference? Are they coming from search? Are they coming from snail mail, email, blah, blah, blah? These are all your marketing channels. And when it comes to online marketing and analytics, analytics very easily lays it out for you as to exactly where they're coming from and what they're doing when they get there. Now, it sounds like, oh, well, that's some serious privacy problems. But they're not tracking who they are or anything like that. They're just telling you how they got there and why they left, you know, stuff like that. Top marketing channels tends to be SEO and ads, you know, which is why everybody's so focused on search engine optimization, advertisement. But we've seen, and Andrea has just really been kind of amazed that a lot of these visual shoppers, Joe pointed this out to us first, that we had a shocking number of links coming through, or not links, but traffic coming through from Pinterest.
Yeah.
You know, and we also had a large amount of bounces. And we weren't sure why at first. But all it took was taking a look at Pinterest and then linking to our site. And it was easy to see what the problem was. We went from an image-heavy site of people doing browsing to a page full of text with one image.
Mm-hmm.
And people got there and they're like, wah, wah, that is not what I'm interested in. What I'm interested in is looking at a bunch of pictures that inspire me, you know. And so the goal there would be to create a page that bridges inspiration and making a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's possible, you know, to raise that up and stuff like that. So figuring out your channels, very important, making sure your channels are going to the right places. I realize that creating pages for your backlinking from Pinterest is probably not practical for most small-sized businesses, but most medium-sized businesses you definitely can, you know. But even the small ones, you know, make sure you got some galleries on there and some images that sort of continue what people were interested in when they get to your site. It'll tell you which products and merchandise are the most popular. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, I know what's most popular. It's what sells. Well, that's not necessarily the case. What's most popular is what people are coming there for and what people are searching for. And without analytics, you're not seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe you sell doodads and you sell tiddlywinks. And you sell tons of tiddlywinks at $1 a pop. But you sell very little doodads at $10 a pop. And then you find out that you're getting tons of traffic that's bouncing for doodads because it's bouncing because they're $9 a pop someplace else. And if you just sold them at $8, you'd be having that much larger profit margin than your $1 doodads. Mm-hmm. You know, so what you sell is a different metric than what products and merchandise are most popular, not your most popular selling item.
Or, excuse me, could be that you just haven't optimized the page for what people are actually searching for.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Tiddlywinks, if everyone's calling your tiddlywinks thingamajigs.
Oh, absolutely.
They're just not finding you.
Right. Or they're getting there and they're not sure that they're looking at the product that their whiny brat of a grandson is after, you know, for their Christmas purchase, you know. Is this the one? You know, my wife has this story about how she wanted Cabbage Patch Kids so bad and her dad had ended up buying her one from the flea market. And, like, it was, like, this knockoff Cabbage Patch Kid. And when she held it up, it, like, against her ceiling light and stuff, you could see light glowing through its head. And, like, she was, like, but she didn't want to hurt her dad's feelings.
It's an iceberg lettuce kid.
Yeah, totally. That's really funny. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back. We'll talk more about analytics on your site. Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress as fast as you.
One country act is great, but Red Sun Festival is bringing you five country acts on an outdoor stage to benefit car fire relief. It's a full-volume country fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn, Sunday, September 30th, with Farron Rachels, David Lennox, Carly Pierce,
I remember every little thing.
Frankie Ballard, and headliners Eli Young Band. It's a huge show with a huge heart. $5 from every ticket, plus all net proceeds and donations from the bands go to car fire relief efforts. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 donated. We promise bars, food trucks, and fun. So check out RedSunFestival.com for details. Rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th on the Reading Civic lawn. Get tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California, 96003.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is a repeat broadcast of the Bean Found Show.
Welcome back to the Bean Found Show. I had to wait a little long there so I could hear my favorite line from that song. We'll have 14 steak and eggs, 14 orange juice, and 14 cups of coffee. All right, so we are talking about analytics coming up for the holiday season, why it's so important, and how it can help you to prepare for this year, and if not, to track this year to prepare for next year. And a lot of people are probably saying, oh, God, I got to track this year because I'm like, I'm already dealing with all these sales, you know, and the kids want the stuff, and the, you know, the husband's getting all crazy and so on and so forth. No, analytics does the tracking for you. You just need to put the code on there. So when we're saying you need to track this year, it means spend 10 minutes, get the code on there. Then next year, take a look at it at your own leisure. All right, so before the break, we were talking about which products and merchandise are most popular and how analytics can show you that. The difference between your sales, which ones sell the best, and which are most popular. So an example is, like, let's take the car industry. And you sell Chevys. Hondas are most popular. You get the difference? You can sell all the Chevys you want and talk about how Chevys are the most popular, but they're not. You just don't sell the other ones. And maybe they are more popular than Honda. I don't know. You know. So let's say you are capable of also selling these cars and so on and so forth. Maybe cars wasn't the best example. But just to split the idea, just because what you're selling the best does not mean it's the most popular of your products. Without looking at analytics, you're not going to see what people are coming to you for and leaving. All right, so that got confusing. All right, what triggers might have helped the customer convert? This is a huge one. I know it's maybe a confusing term. You know, half of the audience out there is probably just a whatever, Chance. So that's not a confusing term at all. But a lot of people, you know, lingo and jargon is a very important yet also alienating situation if you don't know what these terms mean. So what triggers might have helped the customer convert? Of course, convert means that they give you the money. And the trigger is basically something that made them change their mind. Now, the most common place where we see the analyzing of these triggers is in the shopping cart. You know, you go along, you put 10 things in your shopping cart, and you abandon it. Or you ditch some of them. Or so on and so forth, you know. Those analytics will help you understand where those triggers are. Why they said, I'm going to do this, now I'm not going to do this. And if you're looking at your analytics, I'm sure you'd be incredibly surprised at how many people actually do that. And if you did the math on your analytics, and let's say you make, you know, $20,000 a month in sales, and you see that 50% of people are abandoning their purchase, you realize that you could make $40,000 a month in sales if you just fix that.
Yeah, potentially $20,000 is sitting on the table.
Right.
And you're not really sure why.
Right. And your competitor probably hasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what triggers might have helped the customers convert? Other triggers are when they hit your site, like we were talking before from Pinterest. The trigger could be, I got here and it's all text and no images, and that's obviously what I'm here for. You know, other triggers could be shipping. I don't want to pay that much for shipping. You know, there's a lot of potential triggers. Just think of that in terms like that. What types of customers spend the most? So when we're dealing with types of customers, you can make general assumptions. You know, analytics will give you some idea. If somebody's logged into Google, there is some personal information that will be shared with you. You know, it might share if they're a male or a female. It might share where they're located in a general sense. I think you can drill down to state, but for the most part, it's country. You know, you can drill down to city a bit, but it starts to get a little squirrely at that point. But also, you can make grand assumptions about where they're coming from as to what type of person they are. So, like we were saying with Pinterest, Pinterest is people who are visually interested. So that is a type of person. So you can really drill down a lot of this stuff as to what types of customers spend the most and really sort of focus on them, you know.
Serve them.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. when are customers doing the bulk of their shopping? This is probably one of the easiest things to acquire from analytics. And once again, you're probably looking at your online site going, oh, well, they do the bulk of their shopping in this month, that month, or the other. That's not true. They're doing the bulk of the conversion for you in that month.
Mm.
When they're doing the bulk of their shopping, might not even be with you because you aren't doing the right things. And, you know, I don't mean to sound all smarty pants about that. You know, the right things tend to be just these total minutiae. You know, it's like I have this sort of like weird realization that everything in life is built and disassembled out of grains of sand. I would get frustrated with my own life because I'm just, oh, it's just not happening fast enough. Man, I need to get it done, you know. And really, I wish I would have listened to Aesop back in 27 million BC or whenever Aesop was around. You know, slow and steady really does win the race, you know. And everything is truly built out of grains of sand. So, you know, just get it in there. So when are customers doing the bulk of their shopping? Unless you're looking at analytics, you just don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you want to spread it around. You want to be there. You know, this show is called The Being Found Show. And really, the whole premise behind the title is to make yourself available for people. People are all different. You know, millennials don't want to call you. They want to do it on their phone. They want to chat you if need be. But really, they just want to make the purchase and be done with it. And if mm-hmm. they don't, they'll go someplace else. You know, people in their 60s, maybe they don't want to call you. Maybe they want to find out, you know, how's that tactile feel? I don't know. The point is that people are using all sorts of different ways to get to you. And your goal is to be found and be available. And none of them are really, really that hard, you know. And with analytics, you're able to identify your top three. And then you work on those top three. And then your next three. And then you work on your next three. You know, I don't expect anybody to just hop in and be all like, we're doing it all at once. Because, like I was saying, the world is built out of grains of sand, and I realize that you have to move one grain of sand at a time. Maybe you get a shovel now because you're rich and you can afford that shovel. Maybe you play Animal Crossing and you got the super gold shovel that'll move like four scoops in one swoop. But basically, it takes movement and time. So when we're telling you do everything, do everything, do everything, we're basically throwing it out there. Don't do everything. Do one thing and then do two. And then do three, and make sure you're doing all three well, and then start tacking on, you know, but be available. It's like email, you know, don't give it up. Email is still hugely important.
Okay.
All right. So the last one on here is do A/B testing to collect better data for next year. This one might take a little bit of help, but not much. I don't know. Have you ever done much A/B testing?
I have a little bit. There's a handful of landing page programs out there that you can basically buy a landing page, hook it up to your website, and it will automatically show people a different page based on parameters that you give to it.
Right.
So, yeah, there's I'm thinking Unbounce is one. There's a couple others that are very similar.
Yeah, yeah. And that's going to be for a large managed thing. If you know a little bit of code, Google Webmaster Tools and Analytics will offer you A/B testing, and you're able to take this code and put it in your site, and you're able to show two different things. And what Google will do is, or what the code will allow it to do, is show that 50% of the time. And then you can put a timer on it that says, basically, after 2 weeks, if one of them's winning out, just show that one all the time.
Hmm.
You know. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back. We're helping you get ready for the holidays.
It was summer when I saw your face. Looked like a teenage runaway. And God, I never thought we'd take it that far.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is a repeat broadcast of the Bean Found Show.
Welcome back to the Being Found Show. We're talking about getting your business ready for the holidays. Don't laugh. It's important, and it's important because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. Don't go running out putting out garland because you're just not ready yet, you know, until you have followed our last two segments where we're talking about the statistical data. If your statistical data tells you to start hucking out garland in September, well, go for it, man. That'll make your sales, but don't do it now. Our next one, getting you ready for the holidays, is optimize for mobile. This is one that we've covered many times on this show, mobile responsiveness, how important it is. So we're going to run through it fairly quickly, because if you haven't got it through your head now, I don't know.
There's no helping you.
Yeah, there's no helping you. You might as well close up your doors or your virtual phone door. All right, so... mobile shopping is expected to rise 58% this holiday season. And that's a statistic from July of this year.
Yeah.
So basically, if your company made $40,000 last Christmas, expect to make $60,000 this Christmas. Off of a mobile device. You know, off of mobile devices alone. And that is a massive jump, and it's also not a shocking jump. If you've been tracking this stuff at all, we've been looking at jumps like that every year.
Yep.
And we can expect more and more jumps like that as people really drastically move across to it. So as a internet worker guy, it's still not very practical for me to do everything from my phone or my tablet or anything like that. But my wife is a consumer, and she pays bills for the most part from the desktop. And the main reason why she does that is because it gets her into the mindset of I'm doing work. She could do it all from her phone and laptop and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, from her phone and tablet. But she likes to sit down at the computer because it puts her in the zone. She gets it all paid, all organized and everything. And now she's done with business and walks away from that and goes back to just being a fun consumer.
Yeah.
You know, so the growth on this eventually will be, there will be no desktop. There probably will be no laptop. There basically will be a fold-out tablet, a roll-out tablet. It will be all mobile devices eventually.
Yeah, Google did a pretty awesome report. I mean, it's been like 2 years now, but I think everything in it is still applicable. They called it micro moments. And essentially, what you've got is situations where, you know, people are discussing something around the dinner table. Maybe they're with their family. Someone mentions something, and boom, someone's on their phone looking up the price of a product. Maybe grandma mentioned a gift she was interested in, and it's that moment, that click. Right. All you've got is your phone, so you go shopping just that second.
Right.
Really, really good report called Micro Moments. If you get a chance, read that and get a little bit of insight into mobile shopping.
Yeah, and I remember you sharing that, and I totally agree. The other thing that came from what you just said there is, if grandma's not the one doing the searching from her phone, within the next 10 years, grandma's will be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
I think we're there already.
Expect that number to go up even more drastically.
Yeah.
Tailor the user experience to mobile devices to increase your holiday spending this year. That's pretty obvious. That's what we're saying. Optimize for mobile. Make sure that they can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
November and December see 30% more online sales than any other month.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Everybody who's out there and just said, yeah, well, of course, realize that we're talking about online sales on mobile devices. You know, so we're seeing major, major jumps up. 92% of customers will research a gift online this holiday season, with more than half coming from mobile devices. 92% of consumers.
That's huge.
That's almost everybody. And that's a lot of grandmas, too.
And that really, really speaks to the need to have quality content on your website. I do it all the time. Before I make a purchase, I want to know who makes the best one, you know, what materials are being used, all that stuff.
Right.
So if you're selling something and you know that before people buy, they're going to be asking a question, tell them. Be the one to give them the information they're looking for.
Right. And this gives you multiple reasons why you do that, even if they go someplace else in the end. For one, you're getting all the impulse buys.
Mm-hmm.
For two, you're getting all the traffic and the weight for all the other things that you can pass off to your other products so that you show up more in search for these other things. You know, and for three, maybe you don't sell exactly that, but you can show alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're getting the research buy also, maybe. 71% of shoppers use smartphones to research products in store.
Guilty.
Oh, I'm totally guilty. Yeah. You know, and the implication of that statement is that they're researching, can I get it for cheaper online?
Yeah.
But that's not really the only reason why they are, you know, because if I'm researching something in store and let's say I'm buying a doodad, I can read the box or I can read my phone.
Yeah.
I can read reviews on my phone. You know, there are a lot of things that I can find on my phone about that thing that I'm about to buy in store that has nothing to do with trying to find a cheaper price online.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of people are doing exactly that. Mobile sales accounted for 27.9% of total online sales during Black Friday.
Smaller than I thought.
No. Realize Black Friday is not Cyber Monday.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Black Friday is the in-store sales.
Yeah.
You know.
You're right.
And I'm one of those people, you know. I'm not going in the store.
No.
My wife and kids will do it sometimes, and they talk about how fun it is. But to me, it's like, it's hell. It's hell on earth. It is, you know. And I don't have any social anxiety. My only social anxiety is like when I'm in a room surrounded with people, the more people there are, the more I start to ask myself, how futile is life? Is this really what we're here for? You know, it's like I start to get irritated, like going like, what's the point? There's no point.
I think that I'm like, oh, snap, look at that sale.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not much of a shopper. And, you know, it's like our buddy Sean from my other show. You know, he lost his house in the car fire, and he goes clothes shopping and buys all black. And I'm just all, what are you, in mourning? He's just all, no, it all goes together. You know, it's easy. Well, I hate shopping. It's the thing that gets me out of the store the fastest.
Yeah.
Buy all black. Cyber Monday sales in the U.S. generated $3.19 billion in 2015.
It's got to be double or triple that by now.
Oh, it does. It most certainly does. So, you know, you need to get yourself out there. You need to make that stuff happen. Yeah. All right. So next week we're going to cover streamlining the checkout process is going to be the first thing. I know that probably doesn't sound all that exciting, but it is. It's highly important, and it is the number one thing. And a lot of these mobile things we would have easily carried over to that because really streamlining the checkout process for mobile is a big area where you lose a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Thanks for checking us out. Come on back next week.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, that is a new and latest deadline in the high-stakes confrontation over whether Brett Kavanaugh's accuser will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Christine Blasey Ford's accusation and the standoff where the terms of her appearance have left Kavanaugh's confirmation in limbo. A longtime advocate of religious freedom is being honored in the nation's capital tonight.
Former Republican Congressman Frank Wolf of Virginia will be honored at tonight's Values Voters Summit Gala here in Washington. During his time in Congress, Wolf authored the International Religious Freedom Act and was an influential voice for religious freedom and human rights.
That is Greg Clugson at the Values Voters Summit, where Vice President Mike Pence made an appearance this morning talking about he and the president's commitment to religious freedom. Campaigning for a GOP Senate candidate in Missouri yesterday, President Trump said many in Washington just refused to accept the results of the 2016 election.
The so-called resistance doesn't accept the will of the American people. They don't believe you have the right to run your own country.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency is going to have to reimburse the government for some private travel, but as Jackie Quinn explains, he will get to keep his job, at least for now.
Just as Hurricane Florence was bearing down on the U.S., there was another storm brewing for FEMA Administrator Brock Long. He was accused of misusing government vehicles and drivers to travel back and forth between his home in Hickory, North Carolina, and his job in Washington, D.C. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says they have discussed the problem and says that Long has agreed to reimburse the government. Long could face additional action now that the department's inspector general has submitted a report to federal prosecutors.
And that report from Washington correspondent Jackie Quinn. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Talking about health, Dr. Charles Schneiderman describes a growing field of research called microbiomics.
Your body surfaces, particularly intestinal, have resident bacteria that may be very important to maintain your health. The so-called normal flora in humans has been known for a century, but the past decade has produced some fascinating research on what we now call microbiomics. For example, if you take bacteria from the intestines of fat mice and transplant them to thin mice, the thin mice get fat, and vice versa. Microbiomics is exciting science, but not yet proven clinically. Charles Schneiderman reporting from Washington.
Iranian state television reporting gunmen have attacked a military parade in the southwestern city of Avaz, killing and wounding several people. The report today described the gunmen as Takfiri gunmen, a term previously used to describe the Islamic State terrorist group. There was no immediate elaboration. It's known that a number of the state elite guard unit were also among those killed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Amazon wants you to think small when you shop on their site, at least at one of its locations.
The online retailer has launched a new section of its site called Amazon Storefronts. It only lists products sold by small and medium-sized businesses in the U.S. The company says smaller companies can get lost among its millions of products, and it wants a way for shoppers to find them more easily. Amazon says more than 1 million products from about 20,000 businesses were selected to be featured on the site based on ratings from customers.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The news site also is a way for Amazon to try to boost its image at a time when it's facing a lot of scrutiny for its growing power. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is warning that flooding from Hurricane Florence will likely continue into next week and that, in his words, lives are still at risk. There have been 3 mandatory evacuation orders for Kelly in less than 2 weeks as the Cape Fear River continues to flood homes. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
My darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. Yes, that's true. It is your favorite paranormal and conspiracy show on the radio because we're so exciting. We're digging deeper. Actually, we're not really digging deeper. You know, I like to think that we're coming from the same angle that a lot of you are and that we don't necessarily know and that we're trying to find out and then we find these topics really interesting. So, you know, I like to think that we're not coming from this sort of like jargon angle, you know, this angle where you don't understand half the things, you know, we want them in layman's terms so that we can get it. Hopefully you like that. All right, so for those of you in Reading, you know the fires that we've been dealing with, and for those of you around the world, we broadcast out of KCNR AM 1460 here in Reading, California, which is in the middle of all these crazy fires, and, you know, they're starting to go out. We're starting to see a little bit of wintry weather. We're hitting some 80s. It's starting to get nice. But apparently my wife, who is a news hound, local news hound. I like the national news. She likes the local news. Apparently at 5:30 this morning, somewhere in the vicinity of my house, there was an estimated 300-pound brown bear running through the streets that the authorities had to chase into some drainage culvert and then weren't able to get back because, you know, the fires had chased this wildlife inland. You know, for you Bigfoot fans, maybe we'll get a Bigfoot roaming the streets of Reading. So I am your host, Chauncey, of Radio Wasteland, and this is my co-host, Sean. Sean, are you there with us? Oh, yeah? Are you there with us?
Ah, yes. Now I am.
There he is. How are you doing?
Good.
So this was kind of last minute. Where are you at?
I am currently up in Washington. Swim, Washington.
Oh, so you're back up where you were when the fires were going on.
Yes.
Are you up there planning your new life?
Yes.
Are you really?
I don't know. I'm up here for reasons that will currently remain mysterious.
I like that. I definitely like that. All right, well, aside from this, so did you catch what I was saying about the brown bear?
No. The first thing I heard was, are you on with us?
Oh, good timing. So, yeah, my wife was telling me.
He literally just started figuring out how to connect me to the show, like, 2 minutes ago. So.
Right, right. For you folks listening, we're hitting a new level of technology, which is kind of sad, I guess. But my wife was telling me that in the local news here, she saw that the Reading police and animal getter people were chasing down a brown bear in the city streets over by my house at 5:30 this morning that had been driven into the town because of all the fires around.
That seems reasonable.
It seems reasonable, yeah, I guess. But I'm saying if you're a Bigfoot fan, you know, maybe now's the time to go out there and corral some Bigfeet.
But they would be bears.
Yeah, I guess there would be bears.
That seems like a problem.
You're going to have to bring your bear mace.
Yeah.
But I assume that Bigfoot hunters...
Oh, you're saying that Bigfoot would also naturally be driven.
Yeah.
Along the bears.
Right.
Yes. So, well, you Bigfoot hunt from your home then.
Totally. Just hang out in the parking lot of your local gas and sip.
And wait for Bigfoot to wander by.
And wait for Bigfoot to wander by. Yeah, that's right. So, nothing new and exciting going on with you except for you're now a world traveler?
No, not really. Nothing I can talk about on the air. There are ongoing legal issues. That's a lie. Or is it?
Yeah, well, my week hasn't been too exciting. My biggest point of excitement today was that I skipped lunch and I just chugged iced tea all day. And at about 3:30, I thought I was going to have some sort of, like, freaky panic attack from just chugging so much caffeine.
Yeah, you know, humans were not meant to live the way we do. That's obvious. But, you know, it still smacks us in the face every now and then.
You know,
times when nature is just like, wouldn't you enjoy a nice antelope? But, you know, you're just sitting there chugging your iced tea. And
it was antelope flavored.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I tell my kids this on a regular basis that, you know, I tell them as though I'm being all serious and stuff like that. I'm all right, look out the window and look at what mankind has built. Look at all these buildings and all these marvels and all this stuff. And they're all like, ooh, and then I'm just all, none of this is the way that things were meant to be. Basically, some guys just decided that this was the way that things were meant to be, and then people built on top of that over the years, and this is what we got now.
Okay, well, so this reminds me, I was reading recently about, you know, post-apocalyptic scenarios and all, because that's what you do. And I was reading some stuff, and apparently, if there were a nuclear war or something, you know, a massive plague, whatever, if civilization as it is were to vanish, it's unlikely that we would ever have another industrialized civilization on Earth.
Why is that? We used everything up?
The reason being is we used all the easy-to-get-to fossil fuels.
Right.
So, you know, without very high degrees of technology, you know, we're kind of bootstrapping ourselves up into not having to rely on fossil fuels so much, but, like, clearly we're not there yet.
Right.
And so until we can get to a point where, well, I don't know that there's ever really a point we could get to. You know, you can't fabricate, you know, super cool solar panels and batteries and stuff without using fossil fuels.
Right, but it is highly possible that we have overlooked something totally obvious that we just never even thought about looking at, you know, because of fossil fuels.
But most of our renewable technology really does rely on advanced materials that you need an industrial system already in place to build.
Like plastics and polymers.
Exactly. Yeah. So once, you know, you can use the dirty power sources or whatever to get those, and then you can start creating renewable stuff. But if everything goes back to zero, then you can't start building the plastics and so forth that you need to produce energy in any other way, really.
Right. It's like those games. There's certain, like, video games where you have two monitors, and you're trying to build up one while hovering the other, and you're basically trying to, with the development of society, not hit a critical mass with one thing, so that you can move on to the other before that other one hits that level that, you know, there's no turning back or you burn it all out or something like that. Like, let's say we had 50% less obtainable fossil fuels here, we would have burnt ourselves out long ago before we could have even gotten here, right?
Right, exactly.
That's true.
So it makes you think a little bit more about the stakes of, you know, any sort of post-apocalyptic scenario, because it's like, you think, oh, well, okay, 200 years later, though, we'll rebuild. But it's like, no, that's it. If humanity survives, it's just going to be dark ages forever.
It's going to get all Handmaid's Tale.
Exactly. And well, people will be like, you know, remember when there were cell phones? That was great. All magic from the gods, because we are ignorant and superstitious and only know what horses and diseases are and stuff like that.
Right. All right, well, we're coming up on our first break. You are listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping car fire relief. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with Floater. Lit. Candlebox. And headliners, AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket, all, yes, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to car fire relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's four rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for car fire relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California, 96003.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guests, Leanne and Angela from Spirited History Podcast, from our own network that we also air on Wednesday nights, the Para X Radio Network. Leanne and Angela, do we have you there?
Yes, we do.
All right. So we actually haven't had a paranormal researchers on in quite some time, and frankly, I was kind of missing it. And then when I see that you're hitting here the Poe Museum, and then you're hitting, I'm forgetting the name of it,
Waverly Hills.
Yeah. So I saw the movie that was made there. it was terrible, but the setting was awesome. The setting is absolutely awesome. So first, let's talk about your podcast. You know, we're both on Para X. I'm sure we've heard each other before, but for the listening audience, why don't we tell them what Spirited History, your guys' podcast, is all about?
Well, Spirited History Podcast began in 2008. Angela and I had met in a paranormal group, and she and I just hit it off pretty much like sisters. And one night in her kitchen, I was telling her about a lot of our historic sites were missing funding. And as an educator, I thought, you know, this is a teachable moment where we can really combine and connecting with spirit and use this as fundraising for our historic sites and bring in a new audience. And Angela agreed. And what happened next, Ange?
My husband, he's in IT, and he's pretty handy with computers. And we were just talking about it, and all of a sudden he goes, well, here's your website.
Yeah.
I've done that to my wife a couple times.
We came up with our name, Spirited History. And, yeah, I've been interested in the paranormal for a long time, and over 25 years now, researching and learning as much as I can. And Angela as well. And we just, as soon as we started forming it, it just seemed like the right people gravitated towards us. And we have a core group now of 14 investigators that we go to different historic locations throughout the East Coast and help with fundraising events. And thus far, our little group's raised about $55,000.
Yeah, so as soon as you said that, that actually, like, struck an interest with me because it seemed like the perfect comparison. You know, a lot of people might go, well, I don't know if that's a great match. But when it comes to history, not only are you're like killing two birds with one stone. Not only are you researching the history of, like, what went on there for the haunting and the paranormal, but also the history to add weight to it and value to it as a historic site and to drum up interest in it as a historic site.
Exactly. Definitely. People are always interested in the anecdotal stories and the legends and lore associated with our historic locations.
Oh, absolutely.
And
nobody
Angela
goes to the Tower of London because nobody died there. You know?
But, you know, for both of us, we're just huge history nerds and really appreciated learning more about the historic locations through diaries and census records and information like that. And if we could find something quantifiable that we could prove with that or connect with spirit with that, that to us intrigued us.
Well, let me separate your voices here. Who am I talking to right now?
This is Leanne.
Leanne, okay. I agree that it is just really an awesome way to get into it, and really nobody gets into the paranormal to the level of chasing it and loving it without also being a history buff. I assume, Angela, mm-hmm. that you're a history buff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I've always loved history, and, you know, I've been intrigued with the paranormal, but I never really thought, oh, you know, I'm going to go look for spirits. It's always something like, you know, it's one of those things you contemplate to yourself, like, what do I believe is going to happen to me after I leave this plane of existence?
Mm-hmm.
It was never something where I thought, I wonder if those ghosts are still here. And then, you know, entertainment kind of exploded. And that's when I was like, wow, people actually research this and this is a thing. And that's when I found Leanne. And like she said, we just became friends so fast. So, and then we had that extra little, we both loved history so much that we were like, let's do something with this. Let's, you know, bring this to the light.
So, Leanne, on your show, what are you guys really discussing? Are you guys having guests on, or are you talking about your investigations, or a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B?
A little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. We love having guests. We have those that are out in the fields connecting with spirit and history. We have those that work and run historic locations. We also bring up topics that interest us, and we think, you know, if you're in the paranormal, this will probably interest you. We did a recent one on dowsing because we do use that during our investigations. Future shows, we want to highlight some of our those in the past that have done research work, like Sarah Estep, who created the classification system for EVP, things like that.
So these are like pioneers of the paranormal investigation history.
Exactly. So we can see where we've come from, and really a lot of it we're still doing. We need to break out of some of that and add to what these pioneers have done.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a stigma that comes with it. You know, it's no longer the stigma that's going to keep us out of a job, but it's definitely, you know, the stigma that's probably not going
too mainstream just yet, you know.
The pseudoscience.
Right, the pseudoscience. So, Angela, I think that you guys are, like, really kind of lucky. So here I am. Not only am I in California on the West Coast, but I'm in Northern California on the West Coast. And, you know, we just don't have at least the industrialized history that you guys have over there. Of course, we have Native American history, just like the entire continent does. But history associated with structures that we know and we see and that carry that history with them, you know, due to American life, a lot of the Native American history has been wiped out, you know. But you guys are able to just sort of, I'm sure, travel town to town and find some really, really old, cool places. Is that right, Angela?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Richmond, where we're based out of, is rich in history between the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, all the way up to, you know, Poe Museum, where Poe didn't actually live, but artifacts of his are there, and he probably did visit as a child, as a young man. We're just kind of saturated here in the South. I grew up in California, so I know what you mean. It's kind of a new history there,
right,
except for the really old history, which is more passed on verbally and not as well documented as, say, the white history that we, you know, have down here when colonization started and stuff.
Right. So it's like I don't know how to say this PC-wise, but it seems like out here in California, every single place that anybody ever says it was haunted, they all go, it used to be a brothel, you know. And, like,
yeah.
And it seems like everything out here used to be an Old West brothel, and now it's haunted. And I'm just like, yeah, maybe we could get a different story going here, you know.
It's true,
yeah. Well, we get Washington slept here, and we get the classic lady in white everywhere.
What is the classic lady in white?
The vision of an ethereal being, and she's dressed in all white, and they see her gliding through either the structures or in the gardens or around the buildings. Almost every location we go to, there seems to be an ethereal lady in white.
Huh.
Or the blue lady, like at Weston.
Yeah.
I guess that's the comeback of ghosts.
I don't know what just happened, but maybe we're getting haunted, you know, but maybe it's like, you know, the docent of the afterlife if it's all over the place.
Mm.
So, when we come back, we're going to be discussing the Poe Museum. And you said that Poe's not from there, so I'm assuming that the assumption is that artifacts from there are maybe haunted or memories. So before we cut, Let's leave Poe till we come back. You know, what do you think? Maybe a quick answer. We got like 1 minute. What do you think spirits are? Do you think they're actually leftover life representations, or do you think they're sort of an echo of what once happened? Do you think they're like spirits that haven't passed on, or are they spirits that are gone and they left kind of an echo? Those seem to be the two kind of ideas.
I think it could be either. I think there's both. I think some are placed memories, like a record groove, and I think some are actually what we call interactive or aware and are beyond a memory that might be something that either is visiting and can come and go or is stuck there because they feel like they can't pass on.
Right.
Tethered somehow.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, man, that just prompts a bunch of questions, but we're coming up here on our first commercial break. You're listening to our guests, Leanne and Angela, from the Spirited History Podcast on the Para-X Radio Network. Come on back, and we're going to be talking about the Poe Museum in Richmond, Virginia. I'm not thinking I wanna, but I'm not gonna wait if I jump on out.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Back to Radio Wasteland and our guests, Leanne and Angela from Spirited History Podcast on the Parrot X Radio Network. So this Poe Museum was basically just a happy accident that it was so close to you and so perfect for what you guys wanted, right?
Well, it was a location that we absolutely loved going to. For the history of the old stone house, which is one of the buildings in the Poe Museum complex, because it is one of the oldest in Richmond, dating back to 1754, and is made from the ballast stones from the ships that would come in to along the riverfront. And this intrigued us because, you know, my goodness, this dates back and it's the oldest stone, and there's theories about stone and the stone tape theory and,
right.
and somehow encapsulating voices from the past, and something activates it to replay. So we took a recorder in there during one of the tours, and we wanted to see the largest collection of Poe memorabilia, which is in this particular museum. And we actually captured a female's voice sighing in a room that usually does not have people in it, and we had secured a recorder. So we contacted the management there and asked, you know, this is what we would like to do. We always have a confidentiality clause with our clients until they're ready to go public, if they ever are.
Mm-hmm.
And they agreed to have us come in. And we investigated that location for how long, Ange? How many years do you think?
Oh, like 4 or 5.
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and we were there at least 3 to 4 times a year, different seasons, testing different theories. And each time we would go to this complex of buildings, something would happen, something unusual, something that we could not replicate, and a lot of electronic voice phenomena, which was interesting to us.
Right, right. And so we have a couple of those that we're going to try giving a listening to here. I want to tell the audience first, you know, we've all seen horror movies. I'm a horror movie fanatic, by the way. I like to tell anybody, just in case I can make horror movie friends, because I don't have any. That these things are obviously, one is obviously capable of faking these things. So audience, if you're out there listening and you're thinking, oh, well, that's fake, you know, there is no money in anything that any of us do. There is no purpose in faking it. So, you know, I just have to remind people of that. They're just all, oh, well, they're totally fake. I mean, to what point? You know, I don't see much of a point in trying to. It's not like we're paying the bills
even
with the paranormal.
Paranormal investigators feel that way about other EVPs. You know, there's always going to be that wonder of, is this really true or not?
Right.
For me, it's those personal experiences, and when we do capture something like this, for myself, I can say, this I cannot explain, and it is a direct response to my questions. And some of it we've captured correlates to history that a lot of people are not privy to, which is interesting to us. But yeah,
so you're finding out after
just,
the fact.
We
the
leave
relevance.
It up to the public to make their own judgment.
All right. So this first one here, you said that you had the voice of the woman. So this would be the second one on the list that you sent me. Why don't we try that one on, Jared? I don't know if that was the voice of the woman. This was a voice saying, am I dead?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's this weird, this was in the old stone house,
mm-hmm.
and they had reports of children running throughout the building and showing up in wedding photographs. And Ange and I always go in, I don't want to say cynical, but we're leery of it. We want to have our own experiences and say, well, you know, maybe it is in a neighborhood. Maybe there are neighborhood kids coming in through the garden gate.
Well, you have to look at it that way, or you're not investigating.
And we were absolutely shocked that this was completely locked up with a security system. We had cameras in every room. We had recorders in every room. And there's nothing on camera during this. And we can track the first EVP we have is the feet. And that happened first, and then maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes after that, on the steps area, going to the second floor in the old stone house is where we have this giggling child responding to this man saying, I am dead now.
All right.
And the child's like, you know, and for us, we kind of went, ooh, okay, that's a little creepy.
All right, we're going to fire up that first one of the feet running. Let's check
okay.
it. Yeah, well, that's pretty undeniable that that's, you know, feet running. Absolutely. And I have to say that if I was sitting in that situation and that happened
And I knew that I was all alone. I would find that terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we actually caught that sound on three different devices. We caught it on two recorders, and it moved. Like, it went from one room where the gift shop is into another room that has, like, an exhibit. And we caught it on a video recorder and two audio recorders.
Right.
But no visuals to go along with any of these, huh?
No visuals.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Which is...
No visuals.
Is, I'm sure, you know... both proof and disappointing at the same time, because of course we all grew up with Ghostbusters and we want to see full floating apparitions or whatever they called it the movies.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, some ectoplasm.
Right, something. Right. But, you know, there doesn't seem to be a lot of that in the, real world of paranormal investigating.
No, but we do have one. Ange had an experience, in the model room where she felt something go through her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm probably the least sensitive, empathic, any kind of, I have no ability, I'm just me. And we were standing there, and we play music and stuff for place memory to activate, like, the area. Sometimes we'll play either period music, usually. In this case, we played some, I believe it was the Beatles, right?
Yeah, because what was interesting is there's a model of the Poe Museum in there, and in the 60s and 70s it was worked on by a group of men and or artists and to repair it. And we were getting, our instruments were going off. We had high EMF spikes, and the lights actually were going off and on at the same time with the spikes and our dowsing rods. We were having multiple things happen. And... we were getting responses to the music, and then Angela just kind of grabbed me with one of those grabs, like you're holding on for dear life. And I'm looking at her like, oh, my God, are you going to – I thought she was going to pass out. But what happened, Angela?
It was the weirdest feeling I've ever had. Like, I was standing there, and we were just, like, listening to the music, and it felt like something walked through me. It felt like cobwebs. But I felt it go through my body. Like, it wasn't my whole body at once felt this weird feeling. It was like I felt something press through the front of me and go through the back of me. And it felt like pins and needles and, like, cobweb. Like, I had cobwebs hitting my face, and I, like, and then it felt like spiky pins and needles. That's the only way I can really explain it. And then it was gone. It was, like, as quick as it went through me, it was gone, and I was just like, what the heck was that?
Did that make you want to go home at that point?
So it was really weird for me.
Did that make you want to go home at that point?
No. It doesn't freak me out. It freaked me out for about a second, and then I was like, well, that was kind of cool, but I don't want it to happen again, so don't do that to me.
Right.
No. Oh, my God. What's interesting is, on video, when that happened, another person in the group, her head ducks, and you can actually see her head, her hair get moved, like patted, like burnt.
Oh, really?
Yes. And to me, I found that interesting, just the whole sequence of events in that. And then it was gone. We didn't experience anything else in that location the rest of the night.
Well, we just got a few more, you know, a minute or so up until the next commercial break. So I want to play these other two EVPs that we have from the Poe Museum. So, Jared, can you fire us up number three? This is a voice at the end saying, stay as long as you want.
Going into the model building. I love this model.
So I assume there was not a male there with you.
There were two investigators, a husband and wife, and they're opening the door into the model room. And what they feel like is captured on there is a female, right after you hear the door open, saying, stay as long as you want, very Southern. And what's interesting is at that time there was an Elmira Shelton exhibit in that room of her personal effects.
Well, we're coming up on our commercial break. We're going to have to pick this up when we come on back. You are listening to Leanne and Angela from Spirited History Podcast on the Para-X Radio Network right here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back. The city and I roam the streets.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey, if you ever plan to fly out west.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and we're talking with our guests Leanne and Angela from Spirited History Podcast from the Para-X Radio Network. Angela, maybe you could set up this last one for us real quick. I want to finish up these EVPs from the Poe Museum before we move on to the sanitarium. But this is our last segment, so I want to make sure we have enough time to get to the sanitarium. This last one is a voice saying, "I hate that," at the Enchanted Garden. What's the Enchanted Garden?
At the Poe Museum, it's, as we said, it's kind of a complex. There's the old stone house, which is the oldest building there, and then there's four other buildings that are kind of, and it makes, like, it encircles a garden in the center where you can rent that area for weddings and stuff. And they also have, like, every third Thursday of the month, they have what they call unhappy hour in the garden.
Sweet.
It's just really fun. They're really great there at the Poe Museum. They really embrace their gothic, you know.
Their fans,
emo.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And one of our investigators was in the garden, and they said something, and this was the response to it.
All right, Jared, can you fire up that fourth one for us?
Well, we may have had a ghost of going with us. No, no. Okay. There's two groups. There's the Richmond Paranormal Group.
Yeah, I definitely heard that at the end. That was creepy. sounded like somebody talking while inhaling. It kind of sounds
very
like...
very whispery. I hate that, you know, like...
To me, it sounds like somebody, like me cussing if I dropped a brick on my foot while inhaling.
or someone that really smokes.
Yeah, yeah, which is me cussing after dropping a brick on my foot while inhaling.
Oh, no. But, yeah, you know, in that enchanted garden, it's just filled with ivy from his mother's grave. Poe's mother's buried up the street at St. John's Church.
Oh, really?
She actually died in Richmond, yeah. And Poe, even though he wasn't born in Richmond, he did consider Richmond his home. The Allen family adopted him once his mother passed. And so with the Poe Museum, it has the largest collection of Poe memorabilia. And if you are in the Richmond area, it really is worth coming and see. They have a lock of his hair, his personal clothing. It's just a phenomenal place. And I'm going to tell you, take your recorder. You will not be disappointed.
I will definitely make it a point of getting there. All right. So this our next stop that we're going to try to fit in here into the last break is talking about your guys' investigation into the Waverly Hills Sanitarium. Nothing's more freaky than sanitarium because it implies all sorts of just terrible, terrible things. Can you tell us a little bit about the Waverly Hills Sanitarium, where it is and what it was?
Well, Waverly Hills, it was for tuberculosis patients. It started out as a school, the Waverly Hills School, named after a book series by Sir Walter Scott, by one of the teachers. But over time, it was morphed into a sanitarium or sanatorium for those that were suffering with tuberculosis. And it became quite an epidemic in the area there in Jefferson County in Kentucky. And at one point, it was filled with about, I'm going to say, what, 140 people, Ange?
Yeah.
It was a lot. And they had an open-air ward on the fourth floor, and they believed that that would be a curative for tuberculosis. So even in the wintertime, people would be wheeled out in their beds or chairs into this open ward, into the open air there. And at times, their blankets would even be covered with snow. And I think this was one of the first times electric blankets were actually used and utilized for patients. But it has always been an active paranormal place. It has that lure of it, and Ange and I, being in the paranormal field, we were drawn to go and see for ourselves exactly, you know, well, is this place as haunted as they're saying it is?
So in the case of the Poe Museum, you were talking about having, like, multiple cameras around in separate rooms, but we're dealing with something much smaller. In the case of Waverly Hills, we're dealing with something much larger. So how does that go? How do you pick the rooms where you're going to have your stationary items, or do you even bring those with you? How does that go?
We went bare minimum commando just for the experience. And for us, you can kind of get lost in all the equipment sometimes, and you miss things. And for Angela and I, we were the only ones that had actually, in our group, what they did was they broke us up into groups for each floor. Isn't that right, Angela?
Yeah.
And we were the only ones that actually had investigated the paranormal at all in our group of 10 people. Mm. So they pushed us into the front and kind of held on to us behind us. Because you're in complete darkness. And you're in an open-air environment, so it's already contaminated. You can have sounds from cars or soundscape. Sounds can come and echo from far away. It's filled with birds roosting, and we found out later. And we were looking at our photographs, and I thought Ange had a brown fanny pack, zoomed in on the picture, and it was what, Ange?
It was a big, giant bat flying from behind me, and it was headed towards the camera.
Oh, God.
It was huge,
and that's when it hit us that you can think you know your surroundings, but those little suckers, and there was one in the same picture coming at my flash and its camera. There were two. We didn't hear
them.
We didn't sense them at all. So we're like, okay, if people are saying they're being touched by something, it's probably these bats flying in here. Or a breeze went by them.
We do have an EVP that you guys are sharing with us from there. Maybe we'll fire that up. Angela, why don't you set this up? What are we about to listen to here?
We were in the kitchen dining area, and somebody in our group had brought a present. There's a little girl spirit that has been seen up on the floor we were in, the second floor. And she brought a present to leave for her, and we were telling her about it. And we were doing a real time with the radio, that the hack box. We were doing one of those sessions, but we were also recording on our EVP, on our electronic recorders, and caught this electronic voice phenomena. This is not from the, you can hear the radio in the background, but this is actually an electronic voice phenomena that we got in response to telling her that.
A direct response.
I see. All right, Jared, fire that up, would you?
Sweetie, can you tell us your name?
Yeah, so what we're hearing there is the clicking is what I know of as a ghost box, right?
Right.
And so you're using that to sort of like bring out the try to pick something up there and try to pick something up in the room. And what you got was it kind of seemed almost like backwards speak. I don't know. I wasn't hearing it very well, but. What were you hearing?
Well, we got her name. She said, we asked what her name was. She said Candy, and it's kind of evil sounding to me. Like, it freaks me out. It's like, Candy, and you're like, oh, it just makes the hairs on your arm kind of go up.
The best ones
then
do.
You hear, when we talk about the present, you hear, like, in the same voice, thank you.
And then thank you, because we said we left the purse for you.
Well, I found all of this really interesting. I just totally love doing this stuff. But unfortunately, we're coming up on the end of the show here. Leanne, maybe you can tell us, our listeners, where they can find out more about Spirited History and where they can hear you guys.
Oh, they can hear us every night, every Friday night at 8 p.m. on the Para-X Radio Network. They can also catch us on Podomatic and YouTube. We'll repost those up for if you missed us live. And
that's 8 p.m. Eastern, right?
Excuse me?
That's 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yes. And then we have upcoming events. You can go to our Spirited History website. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We've got several events. We're going to be at Fort Mifflin on October 6th, so come see us there. We're going to be at Weston Plantation for an investigation on October 20th. And then we have a Spirited History dinner at Swift Creek Mill here where you can hear our tales and actually see a video of a disembodied arm that we have.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Leanne and Angela from Spirited History here on Radio Wasteland. Thanks for checking us out.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.